You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Just fine. That's Hajar Baban. She's here via Skype. She's the 2017 Detroit Youth Poet Laureate, and she was also a finalist in the 2017 National Youth Poet Laureate program. Hey, congratulations on that. But what we really would like to hear is you performing one of your poems. Could you do that for us?
I can. Portrait of my grandfather as another Kurdish man I never met. After 4 to Rafiq Hilmi. Rafiq is a new name I think I learned recently. My father solidifies in the corner of my screen, and my fingers try falling off. Let my long grief tell it. Rafiq turned a poet when the mustard gas lullaby buried itself underneath promised investment in the language. Come on, my love. He has a memoir hanging each X on a massacre. My grandfather must have been like this too, always asking where to carry their fate. I don't know the ways of a people tainted, and historian is not a word my father knows, but he hears me type and figures I'll never see how they take to photograph, or stroke not threatening to dress the body severed. I search for, on the day that Orange filmed my grandfather's death, I got an idea nothing would tell me he owned a house, but maybe exercised shame into my father, who looked and learned recently I have a red face and nothing but black hair. I'm not dead, I just pull my head at night so I can hear someone else. I let the picture run like someone was after him, still, and let his last name invade my spine till it found my ribs. I felt the thief chime all around. At least now, if someone wanted to, he'd be able to take a picture in color, father, and yeah, I'd let him. I'd shout freedom and mean there's another man that can do your job, not like his face hangs in the room, or he watches us, or listens when we promise to be gone tomorrow, silently. Not like you didn't just watch me search again what my grandfather looked like before exile, the 1980s, and hear my parts rearrange themselves, the new wind echoing, only the reason I had to find another voice to rest me.
You've said that you write through things, not about them. So what do you mean by that?
I think that this is sort of similar to other artists' patterns, but I find that I become like obsessed with an idea. Everything similar sort of seems to find a way into your life at that point. Like, if I'm thinking about one specific thing, so not like a large thing, not like, oh, I'm writing through grief, but more so like I'm going to write about rivers for the next year, sort of like everything about rivers will find its way to me, if that makes sense. I write through that image or like a point in my life that seems so heavy at the moment that I become obsessed with it, and yeah.
How did you reach that point that you felt you needed to write Portrait of My Grandfather as another Kurdish man I never met?
Yeah, I don't know, like thinking about my father and then thinking about how our relationship is the same as like the relationship he must have had with his father, and then like tying that all around, that has been something in my head for a while now, specifically in terms of like the word exile is not something to be taken lightly, but there is a way in which that looks very similar to the relationships that I'm forming now, and the space between like things that you can talk about, things you can't talk about, and like what you can reach and what you cannot reach, sort of.
That's Hajar Baban. She is the 2017 Detroit Youth Poet Laureate. We want to thank you very much for sharing your poem with us.
Of course.